Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 65. Lows dip down to about 47. Tonight, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, high of 64. Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 52.
Kansas Minuteman Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially signed a new bill into law for the state that will officially consolidate nearly 20 different state programs for young children into one singular new office. As KSNC News reports, that as the legislative session of 2025 is officially over, Governor Kelly did sign House Bill 2045 into law that would create existing programs being merged into a new office known as the Office of Early Childhood. According to the plan, they will set to open the new office starting in mid of 2026. Where the office will be working with child care licensing, child care subsidies, home visitation programs, along with the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund. In a statement from Governor Kelly last night during the signing, she said House Bill 2045 is a win for businesses, early childhood providers, and most importantly, Kansas children and families. Now our early childhood program systems will no longer be bogged down with inefficiencies and bureaucratic red tape. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford is. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com. Stock number 214907, 66,040, MSRP, 52,047 price. See dealer for details.
As we wrap up this week with National Work Zone Awareness Week across the state of Kansas, the Kansas Department of Transportation and Governor Laura Kelly ended up making some of the Kansas public buildings light up orange around the state based on the proclamation the governor had set earlier this week. As KSNC News reports, according to the National Work Zone Awareness Week, it is a national safety campaign that KDOT and other organizations around the nation participate in each year, highlighting the dangers that are faced by highway workers and motorists being encouraged to drive safely within work zones. Some of the buildings that were lit up orange throughout this week included the Governor's Mansion in Topeka and the Visitor Center at the Capitol in Topeka, the Topeka City Hall Building, the Wichita Hall Building, the Evergy Plaza in Topeka, along with bridges at US 54 and Webb Road Junction, bridges in Olathe at I-35 and 119th, the Traveling Information Center on I-70 near Goodland, Kansas, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority buildings in Topeka and the city of Wichita. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a wild week in the state legislature, talking, debating, and advancing multiple different bills in the legislature that included anything from banning lab-grown meat to restrictions on social media access for minors across the state. As according to KSNB at Local Channel 4, they say that Legislative Bill 170 has been one of the main talking points this week that includes eliminating sales tax exemptions when it comes to candy and soft drinks in the state. Where the bill was heard in the Revenue Committee before being placed in the general file back on April 8th, but has not been debated on the floor as of yet, but they say it could be one of the top priorities. Legislative Bill 172 also addresses child pornography, known as the Child Pornography Prevention Act, saying the bill was put up after a request from Governor Jim Pillen that would set guidelines and penalties for the possession or creation of computer-generated child pornography in the state. Legislative Bill 246 also bans lab-grown meat. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrate 20 years of music and memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 14th. the grand finale of this iconic tradition. Spend the day exploring the prairie with roping demonstrations, guided walks, and engaging talks. Then, as the sun sets, experience the Kansas City Symphony, followed by a special performance by Kansas native Logan Mize and the artistry of powwow dancers. Don't miss this historic celebration. Get your tickets now at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Representatives with the Kansas Department of Commerce as part of Community Development Week were in Marysville Thursday to tour the Marshall County Health Department, which benefited from design assistance through Kansas Main Street. Keith Bramhall is county commissioner during the construction phase.
I think sometimes I know right away one of the first things I made a comment in one of our early meetings was, well, it's going to be a metal building. And right away, I got blowback right away from people. Because all they thought was like we was going to put up a machine shed. You know, that's when people see a metal frame building, they think of a machine shed. You know, obviously our building fits in. You know, you can see it's a new building, but it doesn't stand out from everything else in town. It kind of blends in. So Allen did, AHRS did win an award for this building from the star building of that's the name of the building, yes. Basically. The brand of the building, the framework. Is made from star building system.
Lieutenant Governor David Toland was unable to attend. Miranda Carpenter with the Department of Commerce outlined the stop, which was among several this week in Kansas.
I'm Miranda Carpenter, Quality Places Specialist with the Department of Commerce. We think this is stop 17. It's getting to be a blur. But this is day 4 of our community impact tour, traveling around the state and learning about the different projects. It's been such a blessing to see the work in person, rather than, you know, read the reports and see the pictures on social media, to visit, chat about, you know, what you guys went through, the process and the planning and the collaboration. And we just want to express our gratitude for utilizing Robert and how amazing he is, and being a Main Street community, and collaborating with your community to make sure that it meets the needs of not only the business, but the community members as well.
Frankfort citywide garage sales are this Friday and Saturday. Maps available at many locations and businesses in the Frankfort community. Times may vary at locations, but posted hours are 8 until 8 Friday and 8 until noon Saturday. Marshall County Health Department is hosting a community baby shower this Saturday from 9 until noon. The free event is for expecting moms and families with infants up to 6 months of age. Cheryl Scala tells more.
What we're having is a community baby shower here at the Marshall County Health Department, and our focus is on expecting moms with infants up to 6 months of age. And it's on Saturday, April 26th, 9 to 12. Anybody's welcome. We want, you know, fathers, partners, you know, whoever. Oh, it's a great idea to come to this event, because you often don't know the community resources that are available. It's just come see us and see what's available in our community. So we have parents as teachers, Pepsi, infant toddler, kneecap, early head start. We'll have some things here at the health department regarding WIC and what services we offer, and then we have Becoming a Mom classes, and breastfeeding, our breastfeeding educator will be here. We have safe sleep demonstration, and that you will get a free pack and play if you do her little class. And then we'll have the daycare surveyor, a couple of the CanCare reps will be here, and that's state insurance representatives, they'll be here that day. And then the Marysville Library, and we'll have a couple other vendors here. If they come in and visit every booth, then you will get to be put into a drawing to win crib or a high chair. There's going to be other random smaller gifts.
Also this Saturday, the health department will offer Drug Take Back Day.
We have National Drug Take It Back on this very same day as well. So any unused drugs or any unused medications, whether it be prescription or over-the-counter, and we will be taking those drugs at that time through the 9 to 12. Yep, we'll have the Sheriff's Department down here with us for that. So the National Drug Take It Back is in partnership with the Sheriff's Department. In October, when we're roughly around 120 pounds, of medications that are disposed of. And we do that twice a year.
State Senator Craig Bowser and State Representative Sean Wilcott will host a legislative forum in Seneca Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at the Public Library. Marshall County Historical Society will host author Roberta Reb Allen with a presentation on the Bigelow Community Sunday, 2 p.m. in Frankfort. It's the story of a small town and their immigrant farming family who lived nearby. Barrett was raised to make room for the Tuttle Creek Dam in the 1960s. A planning meeting in Washington for the Bike Across Kansas event is planned Sunday evening at 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. Groups and volunteers willing to provide manpower and manage resources are needed in coordinating the overnight stop in Washington June 11th. For more information, or if you're interested and unable to attend, contact Ryan Kern with Washington County Economic Development. Pony Up Match Day in Marysville is next Friday. Jeff Christ with the Marysville Community Foundation is our guest on the KNDY Public Affairs Program this weekend. Join the conversation Saturday morning, airing at 7:10. A graveside service is planned Saturday, April 26th, for Idonna Rogge, who passed away March 18th. Service 10 a.m. at St. John Lutheran Cemetery at Palmer, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Idonna Rogge. Celebration of Life service is planned Saturday, April 26th, for Gene Cushing of Lynn, who passed away April 1st. Celebration of Life at noon begins at the Greenleaf Clubhouse, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Gene Cushing. Deborah J. Hattisall, age 68, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the ward funeral home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Hattisall. Carl Seams, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church of Beatrice. Burial in the Lincoln Memorial Park Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Carl Seams. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cottage cheese with peaches. Monday's menu, Polish dog, seasoned mashed potatoes, kraut, mixed vegetables, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers possible early on today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers still continue into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And more scattered showers likely throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some scattered showers are possible into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then more showers may continue throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Still some showers possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Some sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high in this date 96, the average low 46, and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:36. We received right at an inch of rain overnight, 80 hundredths in the first round, with 20 hundredths again before 7 a.m. And a few sprinkles or two this morning with a cloudy overcast, it's 51 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 25th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
Morning. This is Chris Lewis. The NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, off to a roaring start.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
He joins Jim Kelly and Vinny Testaverde as the only Miami quarterbacks in the common draft era to be selected in the first round. The Jags traded to the number two pick with the Browns. They selected Travis Hunter, the dual threat from Colorado. Number three, Giants went with the edge, Abdul Carter from Penn State. Fourth pick, Patriots offensive tackle Will Campbell from LSU. Browns traded down to number five to select Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan. Number six, Raiders. Vegas picks Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State. Number seven, the Jets go O-line with Armon Membu from Missouri. The eighth pick, Tet McMillan from Arizona, the receiver, goes to the Panthers. The ninth selection by the Saints, offensive tackle Kelvin Banks Jr. from Texas. And 10th overall, the Bears, they go tight end with Colston Loveland from Michigan. The other noteworthy pick came number 25 in the draft. The Giants traded back into the first round, and they selected the second quarterback off the board, Ole Miss's Jackson Dart. Who did not get selected? That was quarterback Shador Sanders from Colorado, so he'll have to wait for day two. NBA scores. Thunder complete a 29-point comeback, the largest playoff comeback in franchise history, to take a 3-0 lead over the Grizzlies. They win 114-108. The Knicks squeak by the Pistons on the road, 118-116, to take a 2-1 lead. And the Clippers take a 2-1 lead over the Nuggets.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Yves Lafay, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors hoping to keep the midweek rally going through Friday. Major market indices were up at the end of Thursday trading as the Trump administration tried to ease fears of tariffs slowing the economy. Some companies are revising forecasts for the year because of the cloudy economic outlook. American Airlines says it expects its domestic airfares to fall due to lower demand and a weakening economy. The airline says it's prepared to reduce off-peak flying and possibly slow hiring if things do not improve. Shares of Skechers USA fell after hours on Thursday after the footwear maker reported first quarter sales fell short of Wall Street estimates. The company also withdrew its outlook for this year over economic uncertainty ahead. Google parent company Alphabet reported first quarter earnings that beat analysts' expectations. The company announced a new $70 billion share buyback program that it said would increase its dividend by 5%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest Larry Steckline reports.
Well, folks, the old wheat crop's coming on. Look at here. What do you think?
I think it's looking pretty good, Larry.
This is the guy that heads up the Kaufman Seed Company, Mr. Miller. We always plant. In fact, we were just talking about it. I've planted seed from you folks for 22, 23 years, maybe 25.
Yeah.
And A lot of run bin seed has still been planted. Is that right?
It is. Close to 60% of the states.
Really?
Planted with bin run seed.
What, in your opinion, makes the difference here as far as production?
So certified wheat, we robe the fields, we clean it. You get the best wheat that you possibly can going back into the ground. And it's yield-wise, I feel like it's better yield.
Tell me about the old crop. You have stuff growing all over the state of Kansas for your seed supply. What does it look like?
Well, so far, it's looking pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, we grow from out by Kinsley all the way to over by El Dorado.
Uh-huh.
So that whole area, been out looking at fields and looking pretty good. Irrigation's obviously looking better. Dry land, really appreciated the rain.
Yeah, you bet. What about freeze damage? Any problems?
I haven't seen a significant amount of problems. Just looking here in your field, there's just a little bit on the flag leaf that probably came from that last little freeze event we had. But nothing significant. Heads are not damaged.
What about the situation today with new wheat seed? Is there something coming that we ought to be aware of?
So there's every year we have something new coming out. There's a few new varieties. We've talked hybrid wheat for a number of years now.
Yeah, what about hybrid wheat? So, I'm waiting for it.
So are we.
Nothing happening
that we work with. There's possibly some hybrids that'll hit the operation this summer, but nothing currently.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Water quality plays a crucial role in the success of herbicide applications. K-State weed scientist Pat Geyer explains the concerns when it comes to turbidity as producers get ready for spring applications.
As far as turbidity goes, we mostly see that in our surface waters. But the things that contribute to our turbidity would be things like algae growth in the water, clay, so if it just looks dirty, the water does, minerals. Or if we have organic matter, say we have leaves at the bottom of the pond that are decaying and you get that brownish, brackish-looking water. Those are the types of things that we look for in turbidity water. There's really not much we can do about that other than either getting a different source for our water or letting that turbidity settle out as much as we can before we use that water. There are some products out there that are called chelating agents that we can add to the water that'll help draw those particulates out of the water as well.
He says how water hardness impacts herbicides.
Many of our herbicides form a weak acid solution when we mix it with our water. So they'll have a slight negative charge. Well, if we have a lot of these cations in our water, which is very common in Kansas, we have a lot of calcium and sodium ions in particular. Those cations could actually interact with our weak acidic herbicides. So they will tie up things like, for example, glyphosate. Those cations could actually interact with our glyphosate molecule and prevent them from attaching to the site of action within the plant.
Geyer shares a pre-herbicide addition consideration for water.
Typically, with, say, glyphosate and glufosinate, those types of herbicides, we recommend that producers add ammonium sulfate prior to putting the herbicide into the tank. And what that ammonium sulfate, or AMS, does is it forms ammonia ions, and those ions actually tie up those cations in the water. And if we can do that before we put our herbicide in, then those cations are no longer available to tie up our herbicides.
That was K-State weed scientist Pat Geyer on how water quality affects herbicide applications. Learn more by reading the March 27th K-State Agronomy E-Update. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2025 Chevy Trailblazer and a pair of new 2025 Chevy Tahoes. One's an LT, the other a Premier package. Test drive the new 2025 Chevy Trailblazer or Tahoe today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
What are the most common mistakes made when growing roses? We will help you avoid some thorny problems today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 25th, the 115th day of the year. Ella Fitzgerald was born on this day, and in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope was placed into orbit. Rookie rose growers, take note, sunshine and water are the most basic needs of roses, and it's where unsuccessful gardeners most often go wrong. When choosing a location, find an area that gets 6 hours of sunshine daily, preferably morning sun, taking into account the growth and shading of surrounding plants. As for watering, remember these rules of thumb. Water only in the morning hours. Don't allow the plants to stay moist overnight. Prevent standing water with good drainage. And be sure to use mulch to prevent rapid drying. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more lawn and garden tips online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY and 50 degrees this hour. Cooler high temperatures around 60 today and tomorrow, then back in the 70s by Sunday. Hours have mostly tapered off this morning. We received right at an inch of rain. Finally got some measurable precipitation here at the studios, the north edge of Marysville. Around 80 hundredths last evening and another 20 hundredths overnight. Right at an inch in our rain gauge. Wide-ranging amounts across the region from just a few drops to another couple inches down along the South Marshall, Northern Riley County line in the Randolph area. They had some more heavy rain, prompting some flash flood warnings at times. Could be some more hit-and-miss showers into the weekend. They say Monday, a chance for severe weather moving in with high temperatures warming past 80.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. In a last-minute trade, the Kansas City Chiefs swapped positions with the Philadelphia Eagles in the first round of last night's draft. In doing so, the Chiefs did gain a fifth-round pick in this year's draft from the Eagles. The Chiefs, with their selection, picked Josh Simmons, an offensive tackle out of Ohio State. The pick was to shore up an offensive line that struggled last year in the Super Bowl, causing them to get beat by the Philadelphia Eagles, and to replace Joe Tooney, who they lost earlier this year in a trade. After the Chiefs pick, Patrick Mahomes clearly was happy as he tweeted out a pair of sunglasses. As expected, Cam Ward out of the University of Miami was the number one overall pick to the Tennessee Titans. At sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals are on a roll, winning three in a row. They swept the Colorado Rockies with a 7-4 win yesterday in Game 1 and then a 6-2 win in the game that was a makeup from Wednesday. Mid-American Network Sports.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
The city of Washington is accepting applications for a power plant operator. Applicants must possess a valid Kansas Class B CDL with a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Knowledge in diesel engine operation, power generation, and maintenance, along with a skilled level of working in the operation of fossil fuel engines, electric generators, and associated equipment is required. The position is on call on a rotating basis, with residency within a 5-mile radius of Washington required. Applicants subject to pre-employment drug screening. Visit the city website for a full job description and application, or contact City Clerk at 785-325-2284. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates should submit application along with resume, cover letter, and three work-related references to the City Clerk at Washington, Box 296, Washington, Kansas 66968. If confidentiality is requested, please state in application materials, position open until filled. City of Washington is an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.